exercise change.
I just want to pick up on this whole openness vulnerability thing. In a way, is what you're talking about related to ego?
Yep.
So if you've got a big ego and you kind of think that, hey, I'm the man, I'm doing things right, or, yep, you know, I should only do things the way I feel is, yep, right, you're not going to learn a lot and become more self-aware about yourself.
Yep, definitely. I think that applies to everything in life, I think.
Okay.
I think those people with big egos are not going to be the ones that progress to be... they're not going to, you've got to have a certain amount of confidence. There's a difference between confidence and ego. Confidence in the belief that because you will find things that work for you, mm, so you've got to back yourself to do them.
Sure.
But there are always people out there to help. The moment you stop learning and moving forward and growing and taking on information is when you will plateau. Yeah. And if you want to keep moving forward and moving forward, then you've got to keep yourself aware and open to the world. Yeah. And that is that vulnerability. You've got to let your ego go and say, okay, how can I go forward? Because, I mean, that's so true in sport, yeah, because if you want to keep going forward, you've got to learn from others, because the world's always changing, mm, sport's always changing, fitness is always changing. You've got to be able to evolve with it. You can't close your mind off. And if we had everyone, you know, if we could sort of, you know, permit that around people, then we'd have a better, you know, mm, better environment, I think, if people were less, more open to change, mm, and more open to, yeah, to other people's ways of doing it, mm, and sort of talking about things that are, yeah.